All righty, good morning. It's 7:38, Brock Hunter.
Let's get naked.
It's Monday. I don't want to hear that on a Monday, for God's sakes. Anyway, folks, it is time for your topic of the day, as always brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Specialite, check them out today. Your topic for today, what's the dumbest reason someone has gotten mad at you? Now, to be fair, Hunter, people get mad at us. Lots of times, especially for stupid things we say or do. So we have a lot to choose from.
Just being loud is one of them. God, yeah. All right, God, I'm trying to watch the game.
Good God, sir. But anyway, I do have one. This happened, I believe, last holiday season, whether it was Thanksgiving or Christmas, and we were getting ready to hit the road. And I stopped by this gas station off of M-139, you know, Scottsdale Road. And I usually stopped there because it was right by the highway, get fueled up, and then I'd go. Well, I wanted to get myself a nice hot drink for the road to get a little caffeine in me.
Okay.
And I like to mix my coffees. Like when I go to a gas station, I'll do like, you know, maybe like a half white chocolate and half coffee. You know what I mean? So I grab
there
my cup.
Go, man.
I grab my cup and I go to put in the white chocolate and I push the button. All right. I did exactly what you're supposed to do. You put the cup underneath, you put the button, It's easier than talking.
Push the damn button.
Just push the damn button. Right. Well, nothing came out and the machine kind of made a weird noise. And I'm like, what? And then I said to the guy, hey, is this full? Does this got the stuff in there? Well, he all of a sudden gets this perturbed look like, yeah, I just filled this up. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Now, mind you, I literally put my cup underneath and pushed the button. I did exactly what I was supposed to do. So the guy comes over. Now he's huffing and puffing, thinking that I broke the machine, starts getting mad at me.
You broke the damn machine.
And I'm like, look, man, I just pushed the button, okay? And then he starts telling me that I got to pay him 25 cents for the cup. Ah. And I'm like, no, absolutely. So now he and I are yelling at each other because I just wanted some white chocolate, you know, cocoa mix mixed with my coffee. He thinks I broke
the machine. You're lucky I'm not making you replace the machine. That's weird.
So because this jackass probably loaded it up wrong, now he thinks I broke it and is trying to make me pay him 25 cents for the cup. And I was like, no. Kiki's sitting in the car. I'm yelling as I'm leaving. Just like, top of my lungs.
You broke it.
She's like, what was that all about? I'm like, don't even ask me. And then you know, but I have yet to go back to that place because I said, no, absolutely not. You are not getting mad at me for your stupid ass broken machine. Anyway.
You know what? I hope it's broke. Give me a 5-hour energy. I'm out of here.
I hope it spews white hot chocolate everywhere and you slip and burn yourself.
You know what sucks, too, is you thought about that 80 miles down the road.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
Just stewing in your car. Just like, oh, I'm going to turn around.
What kills me is that I used to go to that gas station all the time, and I haven't been back there since. It's been over a year. Yep. And I never will. That's all it takes.
With the coffee machine. You're going to run into that guy at the bar at some point, and you're like, that was a son of a bitch. You made me charge me 25 cents for a cup.
Yeah.
I didn't break your machine, by the way.
Yeah. No, I threw the cup. Like, I just threw it in the air. I said, no, wait. I threw it in the air. I said, I'm out of here. But anyway, yes, that's my story about the dumbest reason someone has gotten mad at me.
Yeah, I got plenty of them, man. I'm going to save one for the next break because I got to choose one from the wife because there's like 100,000 of them.
You have an entire book full. So anyway, all right, we're going to be back with more. Get in on the conversation. You can comment on Facebook. What's the dumbest reason someone has gotten mad at you? We'll have your answers and Hunter's when we come back. Stick around.
The Plan B Morning Show.
He is seriously twisted.
Get up. More of Brock and Hunter next on Rock 107 WI.
Good morning.
Oh, man. Rick rolling people on a Monday.
I was just watching this news clip the other day. So, I don't know, like some Australian news station. And so you got the weather guy. He's doing his weather like, oh, it's sharks in the water over here, and it's hot over here, and whatever. And then the newscaster's like, oh, hey, so-and-so, are you a fan of Rick Astley? And the weatherman's like, eh, not really, you know, like he would. And then the news anchor goes, oh, well, you might want to change your answer because we got him on right now and he's going to be joining us in the next. And it pans over to Rick Astley.
Boy,
he's just face palming. And the weather guy's like, oh, I love him. Favorite artist ever.
But face palm moment, man. That guy's got to interview him too. What is it about me that you don't like?
Yeah. Rick took it in stride, though. He's a good guy. He handled it. He handled it no problem. But anyway, I digress, folks. It is time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What's the dumbest reason someone has gotten mad at you? You got one,
Brock? I'm going to take this one to the. Yeah, to the next level. I'm going to take this to the next level.
Oh, boy.
Because it hasn't even happened yet. Wrap your brain around this.
All right.
So today, you know I love Amazon. You know, unless I'm talking quiet right now because the wife is up. She's upstairs doing stuff. And I got to be very careful. So she's going to get mad today, all right? She's around like 2:30 when the Amazon Prime guy comes knocking at the door. Got a package for you. Hunter? Yeah, of course. So today, dude, she's going to be pissed. But she's going to love it. She's going to be pissed for no reason because she's going to love it. Dude, I got a bidet coming.
Oh, my God.
A bidet for the toilet. Dude, we're going to have the cleanest booty holes in Southwest Michigan. I'm telling you that much.
Don't you already have one?
Yeah, she threw it away. She didn't know what she had. So I had to order another one.
And
when she goes on her lunch... So when she goes on lunch, I'm going to install that damn thing, and she's going to love it. I guarantee it.
So your wife has already thrown one of these away, and you thought it'd be good to order another one and install it without her knowing.
See, I think she threw it away because she didn't. It's when we moved to the other house.
Oh.
So I don't think she didn't want to pack it up, you know. So
gotcha.
I think she secretly threw it away. And I don't know what happened. It was must have gotten lost in the move. I'm like, no, you threw it away. That's what you did. She doesn't know that there's another one on this one. So, yeah, come on over and try it, Brock, if you'd like. It's pretty nice.